You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Lesaka Technologies dropped 2 cent statements in 2 consecutive days. Yesterday was an announcement of an acquisition. Today was Q3 updates. Lots to unpack, lots to discuss, and who better to do it with than the company's chief executive officer, Lincoln Mali. Good evening, Lincoln. Lovely to speak to you again. Let's start with the Q3 performance, because that will come through and we'll get through to the other things. Reflections on Q3, seemingly better than this time last year. There's no operating loss.
Yes, Jimmy, thank you so much. Thanks for having us. Another quarter of growth and improved profitability. We've seen our revenues up 9% year on year to 2.6 billion rands, and 47% increase on our group adjusted EBITDA, and we've exceeded our guidance. And very positively, our operating income now at 15 million rand from the loss of 33 million rands last year. And we've now got a reduced net loss of 76 million from the 104 million rand same time last year. And we're quite excited about reducing our net debt to EBITDA to 2.6 times. This time last year, it was 4.2 times. So very good set of results and really good credit to the team. And quite heartened by the support we continue to get from our consumers and our merchants.
The third quarter was positive. How is the rest of the year shaping up? We're about to wrap up the full year for you guys. I imagine you and I are going to have a full year conversation about this in a couple of weeks as well. Are we on track to hit targets? Is there anything that's worrying you now? You're in that home stretch for the financial year. Is there something where you're saying we might need to push a little harder here and there? Or is it sort of smooth sailing from here?
I wouldn't say smooth sailing with all the challenges that are in the economy, political climate and everything, but we've been able to give the market a sense that we're on track to meet our revenue guidance for the end of the year. And we've been able to also give the market an indication that we're increasing our guidance for adjusted EBITDA, in a range of 685 million. To 705 million. So we're confident that we'll be able to meet our targets. But nothing is ever plain sailing. But as a business, all of the key drivers are looking good. So we're quite confident that we'll end the year well.
Lincoln, you and I caught up in February. We looked at revenue being up 13% at the time. We're looking at numbers being up now. But when we spoke in Feb, you had quite a bit of cash on hand. And I asked you if you're going to go on a buying spree. And you said, we'll see what's out there. We'll see what's happening. Yesterday, you dropped a bombshell. And you're like, okay, cool. We're spending 1.6 billion. And this is on top of the TouchSides acquisitions that have already been announced in the past. Tell me about what's happening here, how this is going to integrate into the business, how you see it filtering through into the bottom line, and your outlook from that perspective as well.
Yeah, I think, Jimmy, the first thing is that we have quite a robust conversation with our investment committee. They've given us clear lines of directions of march, where they said, you've got to grow your business organically. And so that's happening. We can see all of the underlying businesses are doing well. And they've also said, you have an opportunity to grow inorganically as long as those acquisitions are able to give you scale, give you more of a solution set, and add to your value proposition. And so the TouchSides acquisition met those targets. Then we also said to ourselves that we will be a consolidator in the fintech space. And this acquisition with the Dumo is a huge one for our business. It's a huge milestone for us and Lesaka, because Adumo is an incredible business, a very innovative business that Paul Kent and team have built. And it's the largest independent, payment processor and card acquirer. So for us, what it does is that it strengthens a part of our business that we always thought we needed better muscle on, which is payments, and acquiring capability in the second and third tier space in merchants. And so that's very good for us. When we're thinking about the full business now, we will be a very different business when this deal is consummated. Obviously, we have to go through regulatory and shareholder approval. But on the consumer side, we will now have 1.7 million active consumers out of this transaction. We will have about 119 merchants in our business, and we'll be processing more than 250 billion in terms of throughput in VAS, in card, and in cash per year. And we'll be able to have more than 3,300 staff and be present in South Africa, Namibia, Botswana, Zambia, and Kenya. So this is a huge transaction for us, and it really gives us a sense of what we want to do, because we want to be the leading fintech platform in Southern Africa.
Lincoln, I want to zoom in on the deal or the Adumo conversation that took place. There was that investor call that we had earlier today, obviously with the numbers and everything. And something piqued my interest in that call was that your CFO said the cash portion of what you're financing from here is going to be financed from your sale of the holdings that you have in Cell C. Now, if I'm not mistaken, and I hope I am, or perhaps I don't understand, back in August of last year, towards the end of last year, Blue Labels, as well as yourselves, had written down that Cell C investment down to nil. Has that valuation since changed from your perspective to justify or to explain the increase or the sale of those shares? And if so, what are you valuing that stake at the moment?
Yeah, no, I think let me clarify. I think you were talking about something different. Mm. So if I look at the way the deal is structured, the biggest component of the deal is a share issuance of about 17 million Lisakas shares to the current Adumo shareholders. Then the rest of that is going to be through internal cash resources and a bit of external finance. Now, on our internal resources, we have stock of airtime, data, and all of that from Cell C. Mm. That's what we've been selling over time. So the sale of that is going to be giving us proceeds that we're able to then give to this transaction. It's not the sale of stock in Cell C.
Right, right.
The sale of airtime and data and all of that. And that's something that we've been doing over a while, but doing it responsibly, because we still are a shareholder in Cell C.
Oh, that makes complete sense. That makes a lot more sense than what we thought. Lincoln, before I let you go, I want to look at some of the things within the business as well, around the cash situation and the debt situation. The effect that a stronger dollar has had on the business from a debt and an interest point of view, obviously that's, again, things that are beyond your control, but you have to adapt to them as a business, and you've been able to do that quite well to still be able to come out of an operating loss. Are you forecasting that this situation is kind of at its worst, given that interest rates seemingly have peaked?
We've been doing a lot of work on our balance sheet because to pay down the debt, we've been able to now generate cash from our operations. We've been able to have better terms with our bankers, and so we've been able to reduce our interest costs. And so that's something that we've been doing over a while, and that's why you start to see improvement in EBITDA and a decrease in our debt, to see our net debt to EBITDA now at 2.6 times. And we want to see that continuing. And I think with this deal, we will be able to even have an even better balance sheet structure, because a lot, as I said, of this deal is done through in a share transaction. And it also means a lot for us and our story that very reputable investors like Apis, and ARK are able now to buy into the Lesaka story and become shareholders into Lesaka. So that augurs well for the future for us.
Absolutely, and it's been quite the turnaround story. I know you guys have been hard at work trying to get everything done, trying to clean up where you can and make sure the business is on really good footing. I look forward to reporting on those full year results when we get those numbers. But by all accounts, it looks like we are definitely on the right track. We'll leave it at that, Lincoln. Thanks so much for the insights and the time. Lincoln Miley, CEO of Lesaka Technologies.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.